study the scriptures with us, have your own notes, whatever you want to do. We provide it, and it's cool. See what we got, Raj? See how we're rolling today. So the power of the Holy Spirit. Say that with me. The power of the Holy... One more time. The power of the Holy Spirit. Now, last week, we gave the message, finished up the little series on unusual faith occurrences, and I told you the most unusual thing you'll ever see as a believer. People think it's like, oh, if I could have this experience from God, or ooh, this. The most unusual thing you'll ever see is a changed life. A changed life. Somebody that was a drunk, they don't drink anymore. They've been following Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's strung out and messed up. Somebody's life that was a wreck. I mean, it's crazy to see the power of God working in the life of a believer who's willing to humble themselves and follow Him and do the right thing. Amen. God can change your life. He can change anybody's life. Nobody is without hope. Nobody. So we saw that last week. So a changed life. Now here's the cool thing though. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, this life that has been changed can make a what? It's not just you change. You can become part of the plan, the part of the program of God, part of the witness and the mission of Jesus Christ to reach people, to love people, to help people, to serve people. So today, we're going to pick it up, going to go back to the book of Acts, but I can make a difference. We're going to go back to the book of Acts. So Jesus Christ, we just celebrated Easter, resurrection, and right after that, He spent some time with His disciples, but He was going back. He was going to go to His Father. He was going to go back to His Father. The Bible says He's been highly exalted. He's been given a name that's above every name. The name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. The Bible tells us that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father right now. And so from since this time, when He told His disciples, I'm going away. Okay, I'm resurrected, but I'm not staying. I'm going away. I'm going to do what I have to do and what my role is and my thing that I'm doing. That is to ascend back, be on the right hand of God the Father, ever live to make intercession for you forever, forever. That's why we're crazy if we don't pray. We've lost our mind if we don't pray. Jesus is right there, ever lives to make intercession for us. But I don't got time to pray. You're a lunatic. Are you hearing me today? He's right there. Okay? He's incredible. He's not only there, but He's also the judge, the Bible says. So He's there making the case, but He's also the one that makes the decision. Amen? So when you can pray to somebody that's also making the decision, that's incredible. So we need to pray. That's what He's doing. He says, but you're not going to be alone. I will not be alone. Say that with me. I will not be alone. You're not going to be alone, He told His disciples. So this is what He said. But you shall receive what? Power. After the Holy Ghost is come upon who? You. So He's talking to His disciples. Remember the Galilean guys? Like these were followers. Many of His followers were people that honestly, the religious crowd of that day had sort of said, nah, you know, forget you a little bit. Remember? Say. And so now they're His followers. They're following Christ. They've been saved. They've been following and walking after Him. And now many of them had fled, certainly because of the crucifixion. But there is a group that's gathered. And Jesus says, don't y'all leave Jerusalem. Hey, look, these guys don't even like Jerusalem. They're from Galilee. They're from up there at the lake. This is Grand Religious Central Station where they feel like, man, a fish out of water. And I know they're glad to get back. And by the way, Jesus' ministry didn't spend a lot of time around Jerusalem. He had to do that. He must needs go there, okay? And that's what He did for us, the cross. However, it would have been easy for them to tuck tail and run. I'm sure many of them did, but some didn't. And He said, you need to stay right here because the Holy Ghost is coming. I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving you alone. Are y'all with me so far? So keep that in mind. So, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. You should be witnesses unto me both in where? Jerusalem, right where you at, right now. I know it's hard to believe, boys, but you're going to be a witness right here in this town. Right here in Jerusalem, where it's controlled by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the Roman soldiers you see riding around everywhere. You're going to have a witness right here in this town. But wait a minute, you're also going to have a witness in Judea. And then even this place, wow, Samaria, that's the heathen. And in the uttermost part of the what? Earth. So the Holy Spirit's coming. And what has happened to me here and how I've been training you guys, the Holy Spirit's coming and something's going to happen. And what we've started will not die. but people are going to be saved forevermore. And this is the plan. I laid down my life. But you're part of the plan now. I'm not going to stay down here. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Am I going to do it alone? No, you're not going to do it alone. You're going to have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's power is coming. Are y'all with me so far? So that's what's happening. And when he has spoken these things, while they beheld, he was what? He was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their what? Boy, that must have been scary. Leader's gone. I don't know about you. I don't like waiting. I don't like waiting. Why are we waiting when we can go do something? Come on. But boy, waiting's an important part of the Christian life, isn't it? It's an important part of any life, isn't it? How many jumped the gun in your life on a decision, maybe, and you look back and, boy, I wish I hadn't have done that. Can I see it? Don't we do that? Because we don't like to wait, do we, sometimes? Yeah, I understand. So they wait. Time moves forward just a bit, not long. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were what? All with one accord in what? Why weren't they scared at all over? I think they're probably scared to death. They're hanging together. And be honest with you, they probably heard about this one over here that was apprehended and arrested. And this one over here was maybe being persecuted or somebody. We see this from the Scriptures too. Maybe this one was killed. And so here they are, they're huddled together. Are y'all listening? In one place. And in one what? Accord. There's something about trouble and pressure. It can split people up, but it also can drive you together. Is that right? I've seen it many times in families. They don't get along, but you let trouble come and they just remember where they came from and they all get together again. Amen? So here they are in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were what? Wow! What happened? I mean, it's craziness. And there appeared unto them, and I don't understand all this, so don't ask me to try to explain it all. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as unto fire, and it set on each of them. So in this room, the Spirit is setting on each one of them. They were all filled with the what? And they began to speak, say it with me, with what? Other tongues as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. And if you watch TV today, now I know I'm going to offend a few of you right now. Get ready to get offended. Here we go. If you watch TV today, you think these other tongues is just a bunch of gibberish and gobbledygook and just talking and just, you know, whatever. It never says that. Did you see that? Yes or no? Says they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The word tongues, whether you like to agree with me or not, that word tongue in the Greek is the word dialecto. They spoke with other dialects. Did you hear me? See, I speak with one dialect and I don't do it too good. You will know the Holy Ghost will come on the preacher in a crazy way if I get up here and start speaking Spanish. You probably would say, I'll know the Holy Ghost has come upon you in a crazy way if you start speaking English well. But this is then, let's talk about it. Let's keep in perspective what's happening. So, he told them to stay right there. They're scared to death. They're huddled together. The Spirit comes. They start speaking with this other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I think that's pretty important. As the who? Spirit gave them utterance. So it wasn't a fellow trying to get them worked up. Did you notice that? Wasn't somebody trying to put them through a class to learn how to do it? Did you hear me? Yes or no? I'm not trying to be ugly. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. This is Pentecost, right after Passover. This is a big time of feast. They've come from all over the known world to Jerusalem because it was Grand Central Station, religious Grand Central Station. There were Jews, there were men of every nation under heaven. Where? In where? Jerusalem. That's why Jesus said what? Stay here. Stay here. Yeah, but I don't want to. Yeah, but I got a thing I'm going to do. Now, when this was noised abroad, what? What was happening in this room? And with this house, and they're speaking all these different tongues, the multitude came together and they were what? confounded. So the multitude from all around came, people from all nations, nationalities, people who had been gathered to Jerusalem, Grand Central Religious Station, and they were confounded. You know what that means? They were like, you know, what the heck? You know, what's going on? You know, I heard something, yeah, and everybody starts coming. If you've been to Jerusalem, I've been many times, you can see people. It's a pretty large area, but you can just see people coming right there inside those the walled city. You can just see them coming up the different gates. Jerusalem has many different gates you can enter. And I could just see them flooding in and pouring in. You know what I mean? And they were all what? Say it with me. They were all what? Now, they knew the crowd that followed Jesus were Galileans. That's just another word. They knew they weren't very religious. They knew they weren't that bright. That's the way they would have thought about them. They're not us. See, we're we live in Jerusalem, Grand Religious Station. Pharisees, Sadducees, the scribes, we know more. And they would have known that. And so they were what? Amazed, and they marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak what? Galileans! How is it that we hear every man in our own what? Wait a minute, our own dialect. Did you catch that or not? Did you see that? How is it that we hear? Wherein we were what? Big key. Born. Our native tongue, our native language that we hear. So the most unusual thing that the lost world will ever see is the miracle of a what? And it happened right there. They saw these Galileans speaking in a language that they could understand. And they marveled. Say that with me. I can what? Now I got to fly because I've been laying too much groundwork. But how? How can I make a difference? I want to move the story a bit quicker now, Raj. Let's see how the Holy Spirit works. Say that first one with me. How can I make a difference? Number one, I can. One more time. I can. In my line of work over the years, counseling people, loving on people, trying to help people, a lot of excuse makers. If you don't think you can change, you ain't. Very seldom on a ball team when we coach ball, if the team doesn't think they can win, they don't. You've got to believe that you can change. And it's not just you doing it alone, but you have the Holy Spirit helping you change. So, let's just take a quick glimpse. So here's one of the disciples that had denied Christ, Peter. Look at what happens to him. Instead of denying Christ, running from Christ, here's Peter being the leader that God said he could be. Didn't he say you'd be the leader, man? You're going to be the rock. He never said he was going to be the Pope. Excuse me. He said he's going to be the leader, the rock. Yes or no? Come on, guys. But Peter standing up, he stood up with the 11. He lifted up his what? And he said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. See, everybody thought they didn't think they were drunk, but they started spreading the rumor. These guys are talking like that, and you know, you don't want to go there. They're just a bunch of drunk Galileans. You know how the Galilean fishermen are. They love the sauce, you know? And he said, listen. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It ain't but the third hour of the day. Jewish time starts at 6 a.m. It ain't but 9 o'clock in the morning, boys. Ain't none of us drunk. The Holy Spirit's helping us do what we're doing. Do you see what Peter did? And I don't want to take a lot of time on that, but Peter, with the Holy Spirit's power, he what? Changed. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Became the leader he can be. John the Baptist said it this way. Jesus, he must increase in my life, but I must what? Exactly. The Apostle Paul said it this way. I what? I die daily to me so that I can live for Him. Guys, you can change. You can change. You can change. You can change. But you don't understand, Pastor. No, I do understand. See, because I've changed. And because people I meet have changed. So we're not going to let you off the hook. Yes or no? You can change. You can change. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said to His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him what? Deny himself and do what? And do what? Follow Me! How am I going to do that? Power of the Holy Spirit. Did y'all get that first point? Now we're moving quick. I can make a difference. Jesus said, boys, don't leave Jerusalem. Something's going to happen. You're not going to be alone. I'm going to be with you. You're going to change. What else can the Holy Spirit do in your life? As we just go quickly through this story. Acts 2. Peter still speaking with the disciples, by the way. Not just him. They're with him. Number 2, say it with me. I can what? I can Jesus with who? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I can make a difference. Number 1, I can change. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Number 2, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I can do what? Share who? Share who? Jesus with other people. So listen at him continuing. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus whom you have what? So he's talking to enemies basically out there. You got to get this crowd, this huge crowd. Most of them are enemies. And this guy is now looking his enemies right in the face. Oh, wow, that's craziness. And he's got all these guys, these 11 guys, and whoever else is in the room, and all nationalities are hearing him talk and speak and everything in their own tongue. You talk about some serious, what is that, whatever. You can learn to speak these other languages on TV now. This is way back when. Yeah, this is some serious Rosetta Stone working right here. This is craziness. It's going on, baby, right here. So, he says, this Jesus whom you've crucified, both Lord and Christ, He's the Messiah. That would have been words that would have cut their heart. They would have hated to hear those words. Now, when they heard these words, they were what? Pricked in their what? And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, say this with me, men and... Say that last part with me. What shall we do? The very ones that wanted them dead, the very ones that wanted to kill these Galileans, who had had the leader killed, are now saying, what can we do? What can we do? Do you see how the power of the Holy Spirit, it's all about the power of the Holy Spirit? Say. You think Peter and the boys could have pulled this off on their own, yes or no? Are you kidding me? We know what Peter would do. Best he can do is take out a sword and cut somebody. He cussed a little. He's good at that. That's all he could do. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be what? Every one of you. Ooh, and watch what he said. He didn't back off. In the name of who? Jesus Christ, or Jesus, your Messiah. Wow, the Anointed One. Did you see him backing off? That's the power of the Holy Spirit. For the remission of your sins, so that you can have your sins forgiven. And then he said this, and you shall also receive what? The gift of the Holy Spirit. See, guys, we didn't do anything to get saved. Jesus did it. We think we sometimes were taught we can do something to get the Holy Spirit. You didn't do anything to get the Holy Spirit. I wish you would get that in your mind. We like to be in charge of our Christianity. We like to make it work on our terms. Or some church taught us whatever. What's the Scripture say? That's what the Bible says. What did He say to those people that had just killed Jesus? That wanted Him dead? They're crucified, crucified, crucified! What did He say to them? He said, if you'll repent, turn, and believe in Jesus Christ, your sins will be forgiven, and you shall what? Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So that's what I firmly believe. I believe when you repent, you put your faith in Jesus Christ, I believe you too have your sins forgiven, and you too receive the gift of who? Holy Spirit. You mean I don't have to give to get it on some TV preacher? Nope. I don't have to match that dollar amount he puts on the screen and says, if I do it, I'll get it. No. Guys, I know that's being a little ugly, but I'm just trying to be honest. Okay? That's what the world gets it. The church is the one that's crazy here. The world gets this stuff, and they can see right through it many times. Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? Sure. Then they that did what? That gladly received His word. No church game playing here. Jesus didn't say if you play the church game, you're going to get your sins forgiven and you're going to get the Holy Spirit. No. Then they that gladly received His what? His word was baptized. And the same day they were added right there unto them about how many? That little old group that they had huddled up in that little house or wherever they were in that room. Oh my gosh. What are we going to do with all this? Man, 3,000. Now, that wasn't a lot maybe compared to the crowd that was in Jerusalem. But that's a pretty good start, wouldn't you say? All because of the power of what? Holy Spirit. Got to run. Number three, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I can make a difference. Say that with me. I can what? So we see Peter and John and the disciples. Here's just a story we'll read quickly. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. You can do the clock on that one. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, so many gates, to ask alms of them as they enter in these gates. Would you give something to the crippled? Something to the crippled man? So that's what the guy's doing. Who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask them of a offering, the crippled man. And Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive some money or something. Then Peter said, say it with me, "Silver and gold have I, but such as I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and what? Walk." Guys, certainly I believe the Scriptures. Certainly I believe in miracles. There's no question about it. But I also certainly believe that there's a lot of phony going on. You hearing me, yes or no? You hearing me? Boy, this won't. He's serving. Here's Peter not passing up this guy. He didn't have any money to give him. But he gives him what he has. That touch of God. Amen. He took him by the right hand, lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. Can you imagine such a thing? Walking and doing what? Leaping and what? Praising God. So, the third thing, I can make a difference. I didn't say you're going to go out of here and touch people and get them up and they're going to be walking like that. Brother, if you can do that, let's do it today. Why not? Why not? But see, this is one you can't play with. Am I saying that this didn't happen? Absolutely not. I believe it did happen, flat out. But I believe we have... Yeah, we've been doing something crazy with that. Y'all hearing me, yes or no? I think the overriding theme of that is because of the Holy Spirit, you can serve other people. You can serve. You can serve. You can make a difference in this person's life or this person's life. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you really, quite frankly, don't know what good you really are and what you can be to other folk. You and Jesus can make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. Come on. Number four, I can suffer graciously. Say that with me. I can what? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, I can what? Suffer how? And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees, they came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people, they preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. So a lot of people are ticked off about all this. They laid hands on them. They put Peter and the apostle unto hold the next day into prison. For now it was evening. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. Even when they're getting arrested and everywhere and everything's going on, people are still following Jesus because they ain't shutting up. You hear me? And the number of the men was about how many? Oh my gosh! This thing's taking off, baby! Power of the Holy Spirit. And when they had set them in the middle, they asked, "By what power, by what name are you doing what you're doing?" Then Peter, filled with who? The Holy Ghost, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of who? Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole today. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation, say it with me, in any what? For there is none other name, say it with me, unto heaven given among men, whereby we must be what? Saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, these poor Galileans, what's going on? They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with who? They had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. So, what happened in that situation? Instead of crying through their toils and trials, they suffered graciously. People came to Christ. Are you seeing the Holy Spirit making a difference? Yes or no? Have I wore you out this morning? Last one, I ain't got time to read it. Which one is it? You can give generously. You can give generously. Finish it, Raj. Wait, no, the verses, I'm sorry, I wasn't going to do it, but why not? Come on. I'm bad. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that what? For as many as were possessors of lands or houses did what? And they brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the who? Apostles' feet, for distribution was made unto every man according as he had what? And Joseph, whose by the apostles' name was Barnabas, which is by interpretation the son of consolation, a Levite, the country of Cyprus, having land, he sold it, he brought the money, he laid it down at the apostles' feet. Now we got to quit. I'll close with one thing. So we saw five things. Let's see if I can remember. I can change. I can share Jesus with others, power of the Holy Spirit. I can do what? Serve others. I can what? Suffer how? And I can give how? And as you read the book of Acts, it's not long. You read it. Ananias and Sapphira come along and they start trying to fake it. Did you hear me? Did y'all hear me or not? Church, learn a lesson. Don't fake it. Did you hear me? Say that with me. Don't. Did you hear me? One more time. Don't what? How can we do it? It's right there in the Bible. You can see it right away. They started. And then another fellow came along and he tried to buy it. Simon the sorcerer. Read your Bible. So don't fake it, and don't think you can buy it. Did you hear me? Receive it. Receive the Spirit that's in your life already. Let Him work through you. Obey Him. Start at point number one. I can change. Amen. Did you get the word today? Praise the Lord for the message this morning. Come on. Yeah! Praise the Lord. That's a good word from the Lord.